With Talking Health, I'm Filippo Cartoni. Today in Talking Health, we will be looking at Bell's palsy. Bell's palsy is a condition that causes temporary weakness or paralysis of the muscles in one side of the face. It is the most common cause of facial paralysis. Other causes of facial paralysis include congenital facial palsy, where children are born with facial weakness, injury to the facial nerve in an accident, such as a cut to the cheek or skull base fracture, injury from surgery, which is most common during surgery of the parotid gland and neck. The symptoms of Bell's palsy vary from person to person. The weakness on one side of the face can be described as either partial palsy, which is mild muscle weakness, or complete palsy, which is no movement at all, although this is very rare. Bell's palsy can also affect the eyelid and mouth, making it difficult to close and open them. In rare cases, it can affect both sides of a person's face. Bell's palsy is only diagnosed if other possible causes of your symptoms are ruled out. The condition is believed to occur when the nerve that controls the muscles in your face becomes compressed. The exact cause is unknown, although it is thought to be because the facial nerve becomes inflamed, possibly due to a viral infection. The herpes virus is thought to be the most common cause, but other viruses may also be responsible. Bell's palsy is a rare condition that affects about 1 in 5,000 people per year. It's most common in people aged 15 to 60, but people outside this age group can also suffer from the condition. Around 7 out of 10 people with Bell's palsy make a complete recovery, with or without treatment. Most people notice an improvement in their symptoms after about 2 to 3 weeks, but a complete recovery can take up to 9 months. The recovery time varies from person to person and will depend on the amount of nerve damage. Eye drops may be required to prevent problems if you are unable to close your eye. Tape may also be used to close the eye while sleeping. With Talking Health, I'm Filippo Cartoni.